Hello, Raider fans. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. It's Friday, and the Raider players, of course, were on the practice field getting ready for their upcoming opponent, the Denver Broncos. Now, their last game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, they really did well with time management, and we're hoping that they're able to do so again against the Denver Broncos and have those dividends pay off greatly. Now, two people who can talk about the upcoming game that know whether or not the Raiders can do this, well, that's Jim Plunkett and Greg Papa. Guys, what do you think about the upcoming game?
All right, Jeanette, thank you. We're excited about the Silver and Black Show and our weekly appearance of the head coach, Dennis Allen, who had quite the weekend last, Jim. He turned 40 on Saturday, and then on Sunday, he went out and won his first game in the NFL and did it by outscoring the Pittsburgh Steelers 13-0 in the fourth quarter.
And Coach Allen certainly has got to be a happy man. You know, that's what a lot of these coaches dream about, being a head coach in the NFL, winning your first game in the NFL. I'm sure he's thrilled about that victory against the Steelers. Now he's got to look forward to Denver and put that other game behind him.
Last week was a very impressive victory for the Raiders on both sides of the ball. On defense, to not have your two starting cornerbacks and go into a game against arguably the deepest quartet of wide receivers in football, but the Raiders' defense kept fighting. They gave up touchdowns and yards through three quarters, Jim, but in the fourth quarter, they're stripping the ball. They're getting off the field on third down. They came alive when they had to.
The Raider defense took over in the fourth quarter, didn't allow a point by Pittsburgh, and offensively, the Raiders started going, scoring 13 points in the fourth quarter to help win the game with a 43-yard field goal with time running out by Sebastian Janikowski.
Yeah, the Raiders outscored them 34-31 in an old-fashioned shootout, Jim. It was Carson Palmer who executed the no-huddle offense just expertly. So we're going to see Carson in his first game as the Raider quarterback against Peyton Manning and the Denver offense. It's going to be intriguing to see these two quarterbacks running these high-powered, sophisticated passing games and doing it all at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and that remains to be seen if that's going to be the case. You know, Denver presents different problems than Pittsburgh does. So maybe it'll be all done at the line of scrimmage. Maybe it won't. Remains to be seen.
All right. Either way, we're going to have a good time on Sunday, and we'll get you thoroughly prepared. We'll have Dennis Allen, the head coach, and also a conversation. JT the Brick sits down with Jim's former teammate, the Hall of Famer and Super Bowl MVP and league MVP, Marcus Allen. That's coming your way this week on the Silver and Black Show.
Thanks, guys. Looking good in those suits. We're all going to be watching the Silver and Black Show this weekend, along with the Raiders game against the Broncos. Raider fans, be sure to log on to Raiders.com for all of your photo galleries and up-to-the-minute news about the team. Until next time, I'm Jeanette Thompson for Behind the Shield.